Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster Studios are lit up and ready to rock and roll. I hope you are too. Hey, guess what? What radio show is this anyway? Is this Armed American Radio? Is this the Daily Defense? I begin to forget. Everything just kind of blends right in. We talk about freedom with you every single day, Monday through Friday, and then again on the Armed American Radio Network monster broadcast that you're tuned into right now, heard in over 140-plus radio stations across the country, hundreds of digital, cable, satellite, whatever it is, Apple stuff and everything else, in hundreds of cities across the country. We are filling your prescription for freedom, and the show continues to grow, and there's a reason for that. That's why we're doing this 5 days a week. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. If you've never heard the show, you can head over to armedamericanradio.com, armedamericanradio.com, every day, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, and there's a really nice little listen live button right there. Click that button, and the player will open. If you're on a Mac, you might have a flash issue. You have to go in and change a flash setting. You'll figure it out. Mac users understand that kind of stuff. If you're on a device, a cell phone device, the player will just pop right up, hit the little triangle, and listen away. The delay, you know, this is a radio program. It's not a podcast. It doesn't start at the top of the hour at 4 or 1. Pacific or 4 o'clock Eastern. It starts about 6 to 7 minutes later because we got to wait for all the news, weather, sports, and all that stuff to get out of the way on all of our affiliates across the country. What you miss if you're not listening to the daytime program. A couple weeks ago, you missed Sheriff David Clark, who was joining me for about 30, 45 minutes on the program. This Thursday was explosive, and we're so explosive, we're going to rerun it coming up next here on Armed American Radio, not this hour, but the following hour. And that is Ann Coulter. I had an amazing conversation with Ann Coulter. Sean, are you there? Do you have a mic, my friend down in Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
It was an amazing conversation, what I could hear of it between your excitement, and hums and yups and everything else.
I
had to rib you a little bit.
This comes from a man that eats tofu. Barbecue tofu on top of that. So I don't think you want to go there, my friend.
I haven't ever barbecued tofu. I have eaten it. I've never barbecued it. I've never gone out of my way to buy it. However, your level of excitement, I'm actually using that as a good thing because it was an exciting hour with Ann Coulter. She agreed to stick around with us through the end of the hour.
Yes, she did.
And it was an amazing conversation. I mean, it's Ann Coulter. She says things that only Ann Coulter can say in ways that only Ann Coulter can say.
Absolutely. And, you know, she tells it how it is and what for and how to. And we need more voices like that, people that speak their mind.
I got to tell you, man, it was really something to hear. She had a lot of fun, and I know that she'll be coming back. We've already spoken, and she had a ball. She's looking forward to coming back on the program. I tell you, I'd like to make her a regular on the show. She's publishing gold. Everything she touches turns gold.
Yep, everything.
Everything. I wish she'd come over here and touch a couple of my books.
That's funny.
She just turns it to gold. And there's a reason for that. And you know what's interesting? Out of everything that we talked about with Ann, and everything you heard if you were listening to the show, she's New York Times now. This is the 12th book in a row. Think about that.
Wow.
The 12th book in a row that she's written that went New York Times bestseller. And she announced on the program that she had just found out, I think a couple hours earlier, if I'm not mistaken, that her book was coming out the following day. We interviewed her on Thursday, and she found out that day that on Friday her book would be number two on the New York Times bestseller. And here she was telling me on the program that she can't get a mainstream media interview at all.
Now you know why, don't you?
Because they don't want to tell the truth. She flies in the face of their agenda, and she answers their questions. Look, we had fun. I don't want to give a lot of it away, but we talk about what happens when the liberals' argument finally collapses and it culminates in a statement along the lines of, well, what's wrong with everybody having health care? And we all just had a really fun laugh together. So make sure you stay here for the next hour of the program after this hour with Dave Workman, who we're going to go to in just a second, because the Ann Coulter interview is incredible. So to the affiliates around the country who heard it, I know you won't mind hearing it again. It was that good. And to the 100-plus affiliates who didn't, you're in for a real treat. Ann Coulter really, really lit it up. I think when it's over, you'll agree with that. And the requests to repeat it were just off the hook. Let's go over to my next guest, Dave Workman. Dave is a writer for Examiner.com. You guys know David Kodry. I've been writing for Examiner.com for a long time. He's been a regular on the program. You heard David on the show last week. Today, I bring to you Dave Workman. Dave, welcome to the show, my friend. I can't wait to get started with you. We've got so much to talk about. The hour isn't going to give us enough time.
Well, it's very kind of you to have me on, Mark, and it's always a pleasure to be back on the air. I did radio about 20 years ago, and radio is a lot of fun, so I have a good time doing it.
Prepare yourself. We're going to have a ball. Let's start with this. Dave, I love everything you write. You see, Sean's laughing, too. I love it. Radio is a lot of fun. But, you see, I'm not an old guy. I'm not an old guy, Dave. I mean, I'm older than some people, and I'm a lot younger than others. But I can remember when I was a kid, and I used to listen to certain radio programs at home. And I'm not telling you I didn't have TV. I had TV from the time I was a kid. But I remember listening to certain radio programs and watching the radio. Sean, we've talked about that.
Oh, yeah, I was the same way.
There were certain radio programs. Dave, you remember, people used to watch the radio, particularly back in the 40s and 30s. That was entertainment. They watched the radio, right?
Well, yeah, the thing that really bugs me about the radio, it didn't show pictures, you know. You just kind of had to imagine what was
going on. So, you had to imagine it.
Yeah, you had to imagine things. So some of us grew pretty good imaginations back in those days.
Yeah, I can't say I mean, I did. I always had fun with it. I always enjoyed listening to some of the stories when I was a kid. But that's just me. I like that kind of stuff. I think that stuff is fun. All right, I'm going to go down the list with you, Dave. But first I want to ask you one question. What do you think right now is the single most important thing facing American gun owners today?
Well, I think the next 18 months of the Obama administration is the most important thing facing gun owners right now. You've got an administration that has indicated here in the last several days that it's going to try to push through, what is it, a dozen new gun control things through the Justice Department. You've got legislation that's been introduced by two or three different anti-gun lawmakers down in Washington, D.C. One of them would require insurance, firearms insurance for every gun owner in America. They want to revive the so-called assault weapon ban, which to me that's a non-starter. That stuff is thrown out there, I think, to keep gun owners riled up and distracted, because you've also got something that gun owners didn't face 20 years ago. They didn't even face it 10 years ago. Right now, you've got several billionaires in this country who are using money as a weapon to influence your gun rights. They passed an initiative here in Washington last fall, 594, for so-called universal background checks, which it's becoming apparent those are background checks at all. It's a backdoor way to gun registration, at least handgun registration. They just passed a law down in Oregon that's very similar, but it was refined a little bit because of what they learned in the Washington State campaign, what would sell down in Oregon to the Oregon legislature. They've got a measure that's headed for the ballot, I think, next year down in Nevada. It's a citizen initiative of sorts that also goes for this universal background check. And I think the jury has not come back quite yet, but my intelligence from the jury room is that everybody believes and they're convinced that these so-called universal background check laws at state level are aimed at handgun registration at the state level. And you know, I think the writing's on the wall there. We've got to be careful about that. And the only way to defeat this sort of thing is for every gun owner to get out there and vote. Last fall in Washington State,
Dave, I'm going to stop you right there. That's a perfect.
Just didn't come through.
Perfect. That's a perfect time to stop right there. We'll start you back when we come back with last fall in Washington State. I'm talking with Dave Workman. Dave Workman is an author. He's a senior editor at thegunmag.com, communications director for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, an award-winning outdoor writer, former member of the NRA Board of Directors, and he's a recognized expert on Washington State gun laws. We'll be back with Dave right after this.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
You know, we had Alan Gottlieb in the previous hour of the Second Amendment Foundation, neck deep, litigating for your right to keep and bear arms, and it is imperative that we help the Second Amendment Foundation. Please, please, I beg you, visit saf.org and donate $5 one time. Become a member. A life member is $150. You can spend up to $1,000. Whatever you can donate, whether it's $5, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever it is, helps litigate these cases. My gosh, these cases are not cheap. Sometimes they go through the courts 3, 4, and 5 times and take years to see these things through. And we generally wind up winning more of them than we lose. So please be a part of that. It is so vital, particularly as we come up towards the 2016 election and this leftist commiecrat calling herself Hillary Rodham Clinton. She hates your freedoms. She's running farther left than Barack Obama. And that tells you everything you need to know. This woman's a disingenuous liar who will do or say anything to get elected. Don't fall for it. And sadly and astonishingly, there are Americans out there who you just look at and shake your head and go, my God, how stupid are you? It is unbelievable. But they're out there, and we have to bring more of us to the polls than the headline surfers. It's that simple. I'm talking with Dave Workman. You heard a little bit of his bio. Dave is an author. He's a senior editor at thegunmag.com, communications director for the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, award-winning outdoor writer, former member of the NRA Board of Directors, and Dave is a recognized expert on Washington state gun laws. And Dave, welcome back to the show. You were talking about that before the break. Let's go right back to that about the Washington state gun laws, if you would please pick up from there.
You bet, Mark. What happened last fall was astonishing to me because so many people were fired up about this initiative 594 prior to the election. But when the election came down, less than half the people in the state returned ballots. And the initiative passed by a 59.27% of the vote, which amounts to about 30% of the voters in Washington state passed this measure. Now, gun owners have got to understand something. Their vote counts, but it only counts if they cast the vote. They can't sit on the sidelines banging away on their keyboards talking about how bad things are on the internet. They got to go out and vote. I mean, it's just that simple. Mike Bloomberg's got billions of dollars. We got millions of voters out there if only they'd vote.
I think the important thing to take away from what you just said is no matter how much money Bloomberg throws, he cannot buy our freedoms. I believe, Dave, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong. You and I have talked off air before, but I want you to correct me on air if you think I'm wrong. I believe that freedom will always prevail, and while it may be an uphill fight, and very difficult, particularly when you have somebody who is throwing billions of dollars at a media who will willfully carry the water jug of lies, that it makes our battle a little bit harder. But freedom, in the end, will always prevail. Do you believe that? Do you believe that at your core?
Yeah, I do. I think people will never really vote away their freedom. Look what happened when they tried to pass a gun ban in Massachusetts. Failed. Look what happened when they tried to do a gun ban down in California back in, I think it was 83 or 84. It failed. People don't vote away their freedom. But what they will do is they will either sit out an election or they will just mindlessly vote for something that sounds good because of a good sales pitch. Nobody wants guns to fall into the hands of criminals. So, oh my gosh, background checks will do this. Well, no, I'm sorry. Criminals routinely avoid background checks. That's why they're criminals. It sort of goes with the territory. whatever else they come up with, it's always a bit of an erosion. And that's why we can't be low-information voters in the firearms community. Can't do that. That's not a luxury that we can afford. We got to get out there. We got to get involved. We got to stay informed. And we have to vote. Back when I was running a weekly newspaper editor, we hired a new guy, and he came in, and it was in November, and he said, you know, I may be a little late for work tomorrow. And I said, why is that? And he said, well, I got to vote before I come in. I said, look, I don't care how late you are, you vote, and don't come in here unless you do vote. And that was my standing order. Whatever else you are, you're a voter. You can be a policeman, you can be a journalist, a teacher, a doctor, but you're a voter, and you're a citizen, and you damn well better live up to that responsibility.
And it is a responsibility. That was well said, well articulated. I really appreciate hearing it in those terms from you. That was well done. Let's go to one of the pieces that you wrote back on the 12th, just a couple days ago, Rasmussen Friday, Americans Like Living Where Guns Are Allowed. This is a great piece because I think this embodies what you just said. People don't willfully, knowingly vote their freedoms away. However, you also alluded to what I always refer to as the headline surfers. They get duped. They buy into the headline without digging down and educating themselves. It's easy to look at the headline, and when the media is in the tank and it's a propaganda wing for the Bloombergians and for the Shannon Watts and the Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is too, by the way, it's easy for low-information people to get duped. And that's right. That's what you are. If you fail to read and study and educate yourself, you're a low-information duper. That's what you are. We've just added a new word to the Armed American Radio vocabulary today. Don't be a duper. Rasmussen reports today revealed that an overwhelming majority of American voters, according to Dave Workman here, prefer living in a neighborhood where they have the option of owning a gun than to live where nobody is allowed to be armed. Should that shock people?
Well, no. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon. Mark, you've probably talked about this more than I have. But so what if a person doesn't want to own a gun? He's not going to put a sign on his front yard that
right.
this is a gun-free home. He's happy that he's got neighbors who have firearms. All that is, it amounts to kind of a deterrent effect. Criminals are not going to break into a home where they think they might stand a chance of getting shot. It's just that simple. And in a neighborhood where there's a known high rate of gun ownership, criminals tend to stay away from those places, whether they're residential burglars or home invaders, you know, whoever they are. They don't want to take the chance on getting shot. That's the advantage of living in a neighborhood where they don't regulate guns almost out of existence. They don't make it impossible for somebody to own a firearm. They don't discourage gun ownership. They kind of live with it, and people, I think, benefit from that. Look what happened down in Kennesaw, Georgia, back in the 80s when they passed that measure. The city council said everybody in town is required to own a firearm. You know, it was kind of a show thing. But crime actually went down.
And not only did it go down, Dave Workman, it stayed at those levels today. I know the area very well. The Armed American Radio studios are right down the road from Kennesaw, Georgia, and that's a beautiful thing. Hey, check this out. According to Rasmussen, 68% of likely voters would feel safer in a neighborhood where guns are allowed. We'll be back with Dave Workman right after this.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
I'm Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 980 The Mission, and I'd like to personally invite all pastors to our third annual Clergy Cruise brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries on Wednesday, June 24th. The Clergy Cruise is an uplifting event honoring all local pastors as we cruise down the St. Croix River filled with great food and fellowship. Space is limited, so please RSVP at am980themission.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 per month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 866-521-TERM. 866-521-TERM. 866-521-TERM.
My name is Marcus. I live in Wayzata. Well, I'm in a construction business, and when my truck breaks down, I need my truck fixed right away. Once Corey at Independence Auto first worked on our car, he did it quickly, and it was perfect. And he's reasonable, so we continue to go back. What happens when you go to Independence Auto? He doesn't just fix your car. He goes through the whole car, and he gives you an estimate over the phone, and he's really accurate on his quotes. And he tells you what's wrong with your car. And he's a very honest man, and he's reasonable. If something else comes up that he sees that's wrong with your car, he'll call and he'll tell you, I think you need to fix this, and he fixes it. So you make sure when you're leaving, your car is running great. I would tell anyone to please try him out. He's very smart. He's very knowledgeable. And we're loyal to Corey because he's treated us well, and you can't find a better mechanic in town.
Call Independence Auto, 763-205-1847. At 763-205-1847.
Did you know we're America's greatest natural resource?
What's a resource?
It means we're important to the future of our country.
Am I important too?
You are all important. America needs you and the talent you will bring to our country. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski, and I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard People. Our life-saving messages appear on thousands of billboards offering information and alternatives to abortion. Our ads are a reminder that every baby is precious and unique, truly our greatest natural resource. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information or alternatives, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America, educational and non-political.
A baby is a baby is a baby.
Pastors, do you suffer from preacher's block? Find yourself up late at night worrying about your upcoming sermons? Need help with topics, themes, or resources? If so, then the prescription is SermonSearch.com. SermonSearch.com is an all-in-one resource that can help you deliver your next powerful message. Everything from outlines, videos, and graphics, even holiday-specific topics. SermonSearch.com. Study, create, proclaim.
Sermon Search side effects may include a peaceful mind, restful nights, seamless services, and a happy congregation.
SermonSearch.com.
Knives.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Coast to coast is right from those toasty beaches, and trust me, it's toasty down in Florida right now. From those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab-fishing vessels of Alaska, Anchorage, Willow, you're listening. The Kenai Peninsula, you're listening to Armed American Radio live right now. We love you guys. Have got to get up there to do a live broadcast, Shanto. You know that? We've got to go up there in another place we need to broadcast from. And we've been invited, and that's Sturgis.
Oh, yes, yeah, Sturgis.
Have to get to the bike rally at Sturgis and get up there at the Full Throttle Saloon.
Yes.
And broadcast this program.
With Michael Ballard.
Yeah, we have got to do that. We have had, that's like a bucket list thing with me. See how, what kind of guy I am? I'm real easy. What's on your bucket list? I don't care about seeing Valley. I can look at pictures of that stuff. I want to broadcast this show from the bike rally at Sturgis.
That would be so cool. Saloon.
That would be cool. It'd be an awful lot of fun. Make sure, oh, and all you Florida listeners, 660 The Answer, 860 The Answer, 930 The Answer. We love you guys. WYOO, Tallahassee, Panama, you guys are listening. Destin, you guys are listening. We love you guys down there. USCCA on air. I'm looking at the site right now. Imagine this. You're arrested, handcuffed, and sitting in a jail cell. Do you have the one phone number that will take care of everything? Do you? Probably not. 100% peace of mind and a complete legal and financial backup plan for American gun owners. If, God forbid, you are ever forced to fire your gun in self-defense, you're going to wish you went to this site. You will wish you did. I know people who wish they did. Thank God this service is available to you and to me. There are three videos up on the site right now. You can watch the videos. They give you the information you need. The fourth bonus video will be coming up soon. That's why I ask you to go and check out the site on your own whenever you get a chance. USCCA on air. I'm like you. I look at it. I don't know when it's going to pop up, but I go there every day to see it. Video four, the bonus video, is coming up shortly. I've seen all three. I haven't seen the fourth one. You can also download all of your infographics on here. And the third download, free download number three, how one phone call can make it all go away. You need to see these things. So make sure to head over to USCCA on air, crossbreedholsters.com, and the rest of our great sponsors. Make sure to head over there and pick up holsters, pick up belts, whatever it is you need, they've got. I can promise you. Dave Workman, welcome back to the program, my friend. You got some great stuff up here on your site. I always enjoy reading everything that you put out along with, I mean, you're right there. You're one of the go-to sources, along with a lot of other people we've been reading for a number of years. And I asked you at the beginning of the segment what you thought was the greatest threat. I want to ask you about immigration. Your answer focused on the next 18 months with Barack Obama in office. And that, no doubt, because he's the guy with the pen and the phone, right? Isn't that what he always says? I got the pen and the phone. No doubt he poses the greatest single short-term risk. I believe that immigration, legal, illegal, whatever it is at this stage, with the immigration system we have in this country right now, run amok. And the fact that Barack Obama and the rest of the Democrats, and it is the Democrat Party who wants our guns, that immigration poses the single greatest long-term threat to our Second Amendment and literally could wipe it out if the Democrats are successful in completely changing our culture and our country's demographics. Fair statement?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. If it's legal immigration, I don't think anybody in the country's got a problem with that. It's the illegal immigration that seems to be excused constantly that I think bothers the majority of Americans. Polling data kind of suggests this, and people that I talk to and trade email with, you know, if that subject comes up, they don't really care for people just crossing the border illegally. I know it's been happening for years. We were promised by Congress and the president that there'd be a border fence and all of this stuff. It hasn't happened yet. The Border Patrol is kind of overworked and undermanned, and it's like a piece of Swiss cheese down there along the border. That's the fence we've got. It's full of holes. Legal immigration, it's been my experience, really, that legal immigrants, the people that I've talked to who have come here legally, they embrace the entire Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment. Illegal immigrants, there's a move on, or at least some talk about, gee whiz, we ought to make it legal for them to vote. We've seen this for years that liberals really object to voter identification, and yet they demand that we show ID to buy a firearm in this country. Now, there's a disconnect there somewhere. You can sit there scratching your head, wondering, "Well, if I don't have to show an ID to vote, but I do have to show an ID to buy a gun, that's my rights here. What's more important, voting or owning a firearm? Well, they're probably equally important. But if you have to show an ID for one, you really ought to show an ID for the other."
I'm not going to disagree with you on that. I've shown an ID every time I voted. I've never had a problem with it. So I don't know who has a problem was showing the idea, oh, wait a minute, maybe the people who don't have one, that could be the issue. Yet again, that's the sneaky Dems trying to alter the demographic and change the culture. I will take issue with you on one aspect of immigration. Every poll shows right now, with the current volume of immigrants coming into this country, I'm talking legal and illegal, voting 8-2 Democrat, and it is the Democrat Party coming after our guns. So this is where the danger lies. Now, I had a fabulous conversation with Ann Coulter about this, and you'll be able to hear it in the next hour. So stay tuned, take a listen to it, and make up your own mind. Read about it. Don't just read the headlines. Don't be the headline surfer. Educate yourself. Read about it and learn. Don't just read the headlines. All right, Dave, I want to go back down the list with you because it's so cool to read all of these columns. There's, you have gun prohibitionists continue push for background checks. Supreme Court decision will open door to safe storage initiatives. Let's go there with you because in the previous hour I had Alan Gottlieb, a man who you and I both know and respect tremendously as a friend and a confidant, no doubt. Supreme Court decision will open door to safe storage initiatives. This was the decision by the Supreme Court of the United States just a few days ago to turn down the appeal of the restrictive gun laws in San Francisco, throwing the door open to more billionaire-funded initiatives to require so-called safe storage. Do you think that Bloomberg and the rest of them, et al., the billionaires, if you will, are going to use this as another avenue like a rat to scurry in and try to take advantage of?
Well, I think it's certainly on their agenda, and I think proof positive of that is what happened here in Washington State over the course of about 6 years. There were three bills that I know of, because I wrote about them, aimed at what we call safe storage laws. Now, in each one of these laws, it was passed off as an assault weapons ban, but in each one of these cases, it would have allowed warrantless visits by the sheriff's department to make sure that your doors are stored safely. Now, when this was discovered and it was buried in each one of these revisions of the bill over the course of, I think, 6 years, the sponsors of the bill claimed that they didn't even know that stipulation was in their legislation.
I got to stop you there. I have to stop you there for two reasons. Number one, we're going to take a break. But before we take the break, I have to ask you this. Do you believe that? Did they really not know? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. So that's a perfect time right there. I wasn't expecting the response quite like that, but that's exactly what I was thinking. It's a joke, and anybody with a brain cell knows it. That was a great response, Dave. When we come back, we can finish that thought. And then I want to ask you about New Jersey and Carol Bound. Terrible situation, and I was very difficult on Chris Christie during the week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense next week. We'll tell you why right after this. I'm with Dave Workman. Bye-bye.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today. Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. That's a great tune, by the way. We could keep that going for a little bit. Hey, Ann Coulter is coming up at the top of the next hour. She joined me about half, I guess, after the first segment. So we're going to bring her back. This is an amazing hour with Ann Coulter. You're really going to enjoy it. You'll learn a lot. And I highly recommend that you pick up her book, Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole. She lays it right out. She talks Second Amendment issues with us. She talks immigration with us. She talks crime with us. And common sense. It's easy to take back the language when you talk with Ann Coulter. Because it's impossible to argue with those pesky facts. Facts are stubborn things, aren't they, Dave Workman? Facts are stubborn things, aren't they?
Well, facts have a way to sneak up on people and bite them where they rather people wouldn't see. You know what I mean?
They do, and when that happens, it's fun to watch, particularly when you're arguing with somebody who can only resort to shaking their head, getting all frustrated and going, well, what's wrong with everybody having health care? What's wrong with that? Because they can no longer argue from a position of feeling anymore when they're dealing with someone who's right on them with facts, numbers, and statistics.
Well, you probably notice now, I'm sure you have already, because I certainly have. I mean, it's kind of a tradition. When liberals and anti-gunners start losing an argument, they resort to name-calling.
Well, sure.
Let's see. You want to arm criminals. You want to arm child molesters. You want to arm racists. I mean, it boils down to that kind of ridiculousness when all you really want to do is protect your civil rights. That's all you want to do.
That's why they're not welcome on this program. We started this program 6 years ago
with the basic premise that the Second Amendment is not open for debate. We are not going to sit here and waste armed American radios, good, law-abiding armed American radio listeners' time, waste it hearing that dribble from the other side. We're simply not going to do it. If you want to listen to that garbage point of view, if you want to listen and read the lies of Shannon Watts and Michael Bloomberg, every outlet out there will be more than happy to parrot them for you. You will not get that here. They get to hear people like you. They get to hear people like Alan Gottlieb. They get to hear people like Ann Coulter. If you want to hear Red Meat Radio, go somewhere else. You're wasting your time here. This time belongs to us. The Second Amendment exists. We're not fighting to have it written into the Constitution. They're fighting to have it taken out of the Constitution, which makes us right out of the box, and them wrong. And we're not going to debate it with them on Armed American Radio. There are plenty of other forums to do that. Okay, let's look, because time just kills us, Dave. Let me go to New Jersey very quickly. We were talking about some safe storage initiatives and some of the other stuff. Let me blow past that, and let me go to this piece that you wrote. Did restrictive New Jersey gun laws kill Carol? I'll set you up with this, then I'll let you take it away to the break. I believe Chris Christie is no friend of gun owners. He's no friend of mine. He's no friend of yours. If he wanted to do something about New Jersey's Second Amendment laws, he could have done that, about their gun control laws. He could have been shouting from the highest garbage dump in North Jersey at seagull level that the Democrat legislature had to change New Jersey law. And he hasn't done it. He's been silent. There have been nothing but crickets until he has the opportunity to pardon two good people. Three, if you want to go back to Brian Aitken, whose sentence was commuted, but he wasn't pardoned. He gave free and full pardons to Shanine Allen and to Josie Davis, right? But here's the thing. Their lives were destroyed in the process, and I know he can't change and write law himself. He's not a dictator, as he said the other day, but he could be shouting it from the rooftops, he could be riling up the folks, and he could be working to have that legislation changed. Take it from there.
Well, what happened to Carol Bowne is an outrage. It's just absolute outrage. I wrote about that twice in the last 10 days. It was disgusting. New Jersey's gun laws require that you got to get permission before you can buy a handgun in that state. Now, I come from the West. I grew up out here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm fourth generation Washington State. They would dearly love to have a law like that on the books everywhere across the country where you need to get government permission, permission from a police officer or a judge before you can go buy a handgun. No, that's not going to sell anywhere west of the Mississippi. It just doesn't. It's not going to work that way. And she was waiting. I think she had waited for 40 days for her application to clear. On day 40, which was 2 days before she was murdered by this guy, she went and checked with the police department to say, hey, what's going on with my permit application? Well, I don't know exactly what they told her. There was some problem with the fingerprints or whatever. But 48 hours later, she gets murdered in her driveway by a guy who stabbed her to death. She had a protection order against this guy, and he killed her. Now, apparently there's some video of this whole thing that went down because of her security cameras. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the video, but the fact is, she died because of the delay in the gun law. Now, there are people who are trying to derail that conversation by saying, oh, well, she wouldn't have been able to carry the gun outside of her house if she'd have been able to get a gun permit. You need a carry license, and that's a whole different thing in New Jersey. Well, I'm sorry. If she'd had a firearm to defend herself, she might have been able to defend herself. And it's
in her driveway.
Simple.
You're right.
It
is that simple.
On her property. On her
it is
property.
That simple. The politicians. Go ahead.
This law is indefensible. It is simply indefensible. And the blood is not just on Christie's hand. You know, you can blame Christie for not being a champion. And, you know, a lot of us do. But the legislature, Democrat-controlled legislature for generations, has steered these laws. They've passed these laws on the promise that, gee whiz, this kind of thing will be eliminated. We are going to stop this. We're going to slow down violent crime. We're going to prevent criminals from getting their hands on the gun. Well, guess what? Carol was stabbed to death. Gee whiz, the gun law didn't stop that at all. The gun law didn't stop her from being armed.
It stopped the law-abiding person from protecting and defending her own life. This is
That's common sense,
ladies and gentlemen. This is common sense. This is the common sense we're talking about. Common sense clearly says that if this woman had been able to have a firearm and were not restricted by some arbitrary rule and some state police whatever who doesn't like guns, this woman may be alive today. And those who fought and didn't get her that permit and didn't allow her, even under New Jersey law, which, by the way, states 30 days. She had plenty of time to buy that gun, even with their waiting periods, with the 30-day period, if they had they followed state law, she'd be alive today. The odds are, as Susanna Hupp once told me, I don't know, but I know the odds would have changed. The odds would have changed. This woman is dead now. They have blood on their hands. This has been Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. Dave Workman, thank you very much. Looking forward to having you back on. We haven't had you on enough. Armed American Radio will continue.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Dave. Armed American Radio continues in the next hour. I'm bringing back Ann Coulter's interview from Thursday. You're going to love this. Stay tuned. The great Ann Coulter on Armed American Radio coming up next. Remember, carry on, carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. There are dinosaurs out there, but you already know that. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you in the next hour and tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.